Blog Talk Radio.
Hit me. How y'all doing this evening? How y'all doing this evening? Do y'all want that bounce? Do y'all want that bounce? I say, do y'all want that bounce? That bounce?
No.
Amen. Amen. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. First of all, to God who's had my life, welcome to Warrior Gospel Connection. Today is Women's Day, Thursday. I have a phenomenal woman of God coming back on to give a word for you just from the Lord. Listen, people, get your pen and paper together and get ready to take these notes, because this woman of God has something to say to get you through on the day. The scripture for this morning is Matthew 22:44. The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet. Again, Matthew 22:44. The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet. Father God, I ask you to have your way this morning on the broadcast. Let the woman of God give the word just like you told her to your people. Cover her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. We bind the enemy up right now in the name of Jesus. We definitely want to give a shout-out to all the countries that's listening in. Of course, the United States, Jamaica, Germany, Canada, Mexico, Saudi Arabia, Bulgaria, and we also picked up Paris, France. I'm truly honored for Apostle Knox to be on here to deliver the word that God give us to give to you. Remember, you're not in this fight by yourself. The enemy wants you to think that you are, but you're not. Keep standing on the word of God. Keep trusting God. Keep pushing through. Do not give up. I'm telling you, it will get better. Trust in the Lord always and lean on not to your own understanding, but always acknowledge him. Remember, the faith size of a mustard seed can move mountains. You have power in your tongue. So what they said this and that about you, just focus on what God called you to be. Remember, a prophet walk is a lonely walk. So it's okay if you don't fit in, but keep trusting in him. We're going to go to a musical break, and when we come back, I'll be bringing Apostle on to give the word this morning. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak of any prayer.
Put those hands together all across the building tonight. Let the devil know that you encourage. Let him know that you encourage. Let him know. Hallelujah. I don't know about you tonight, but somebody may be crying, but I come to let you know that God can make it all right. It's impossible to see, but God is gonna work it out if you just believe. Remember this one thing while you're going through. If God delivered Daniel, guess what? He'll do the same for you. Hey,
no matter what's going on,
no matter what's going on,
he'll make it all right.
Said it in his word.
Trials
are just a test.
These trials
just a test of your faith. So stand strong and dry your weeping eyes. 'Cause joy comes in the morning and everything is gonna be alright.
Be encouraged. I'm not going to prolong the time. The woman of God is on the line to get ready to deliver the word. Apostle Allen, are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Good morning, woman of God. The floor is yours. I have my pen and paper ready. I'm excited. And again, thank you for accepting the invitation for coming on.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for the invite, woman of God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I thank God, amen, for this word on today. I give God, amen, all the glory. Amen. I thank each and every one of you all, amen, for joining in with us on today. Amen. Praise God. Amen. As I get ready to go forth and bring forth the word, let us pray. Father God, I come right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. And God, I ask right now, God, as I decrease, Heavenly Father, you increase, Lord God. Father God, anoint me even right now from the very crown of my head to the very sole of my feet. Anoint your people to hear it, to receive your word on tonight, Lord God. God, you said in your word, those that have an ear, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church. Now, Father God, we give you all the glory, and we truly give you all the honor and praise. In Jesus' name I do pray. Amen and amen. Praise God. I'm coming from Luke chapter 8, verses 43 through 48. Amen. Verses 43 through 48. Luke chapter 8. And it reads, "And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicals, neither could be healed of any, and came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood was strengthened. And Jesus said, Who touched me? All denied Peter, and they that were with him said, Master, the multitude thought thee and pressed thee, and saying, Thou, who touched me? And he said, somebody has touched me, but I perceive that virtue is gone out of me. And when the woman saw that she was not healed, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace. Amen. May the Lord God have a blessing and do us to God's word on tonight. And the topic on tonight that the Lord has given me, I shall be made whole. Oh, my God. I shall be made whole. You can make that personally for your own self on today. Tell yourself, those that are listening to me, I shall be made whole. Come on, hear somebody. My God, from God, I won't be before you very long. I shall be made whole. Come on. Here the Bible said there was a woman that had an issue of blood for 12 long years. Amen. And she went to all the doctors and couldn't get any help from all the doctors. Amen. Praise God. And she was bleeding for all of these years. Amen. Trying to get better. And how many know that's how we do sometimes? We go to the doctors and seem like we just don't get any better. Come on. My God from Zion. Seem like they don't have the right answers for us. Seem like they don't have the right word for us for what our issue is, what our problem is, what is going on in our life. Amen. And seem like there is no hope. Come on here, somebody. Seem like there's no hope. There's no answer. My God from Zion. But here the Bible said that she came up behind Jesus and touched his garment. Come on. And this is how it is today. We must touch and pull on Jesus for what we're needing in this hour. Come on. In this hour, we must pull on Jesus, people of God. Those of us that said we have faith. Those of us that said that we trust God. Those of us that said we believe in God. Come on. We must pull on Jesus with our faith. Come on. Come on. If you have any kind of faith, the Bible said without faith, come on, we cannot please him. Come on. My God from Zion. So this is the season and the hour as people of God. We must activate our faith like never before. Come on here. I was going through some issues my own self not too long ago. I was going through some situation. I don't care how anointed you think you are. I don't care how much scriptures you may know. There are times in our life, amen, we go through situations. Come on, we go through issues. We go through problems. Come on. And sometimes we need encouragement. Sometimes we need other people to pray for us because the Bible said the strong bear the infirmity of the weak. Sometimes we need somebody to be strength for us when we are weak. Come on here, somebody. We need encouragement. So I come to encourage you on today to tell you, to tell yourself, I shall be made whole. Come on here. Come on. Tell yourself, I shall be made whole. Come on. From this day forward in my life, come on. I'm going to be made whole. Come on. I'm going to have some joy in my life. I'm going to have some peace in my life. Why? Because I trust and I have faith in God. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it seems like. I'm going to believe and I'm going to have faith in God. Come on here, somebody. I might get weary. I might get upset. I might even be afraid sometimes. But I'm still going to trust. I'm still going to have faith in God. I'm going to believe God as his word. His word said that he is a healer. The word that he is the deliverer, come on. The word that he is the way maker, come on. The Bible said if you have a grain of faith as a mustard seed, you can move mountains, come on. I'm going to stand on what the word of God says, come on. I'm going to trust and I'm going to believe God that I shall be made whole, come on. When everything else, when I got all these issues, I got all these problems, I got all these situations, but guess what? I believe God is well able to fix whatever I need him to fix. Come on. Come on. My God. And here the Bible said in verse 45, and Jesus said, who touched me? And we know back in that during that time, Jesus was on the earth and many people were surrounding him. Many people was pulling. Come on. He was in a crowd of folks. Come on. My God, which they was in a crowd, and yes, a lot of people was touching, but this kind of touch was different from just touching him. Come on, she pulled on him, and virtual healing left his body. Come on. He felt virtual. He felt healing leaving his body. Come on. This was a different kind of touch. Come on. My God. And then he asked, who touched me? And the other one said, well, Lord, everybody's touching you. But ain't this good news? We know today we all can touch God. Today we all can reach God at the same time. Today we can pull on Jesus. And guess what? He can heal you. You might be in another foreign country. Listen to me under the sound of my voice. Come on, and I might be where I am. Come on, but God can touch us all. He is a big and mighty God. Come on. There's nothing too hard for God. There's nothing impossible with God. Come on. He can reach us all at the same time. Come on. We all can pull on God. Your issue might not be my issue, but whatever your issue is, whatever your problem is, God said, be made whole on today. Today is your day to be made whole. Come on. Don't get off this line and not knowing that today is your day to be made whole. Come on. This is your hour. This is your season. You might have COVID. I believe God can deliver. I believe God can heal you from COVID. Come on here. Come on here. Whatever your sickness is, whatever your issue, you might have past issues. You might have a lot of grief in your spirit. Somebody might have hurt you. Somebody might have raped you when you was a young woman. Come on. Somebody might abuse you. That's an issue. But guess what? God can deliver you. God can make you whole from your past hurt. Come on here, somebody. Come on. He wants you to be made whole. My God. He wants us to be complete. Come on. He don't want us to carry all these burdens. Woo, if we give it over to him, my God from Zion. Let's trust God, people of God. Let's believe God as his word. Come on. God said he is a healer. Guess what? Let's believe that. You might have cancer in your body. I believe today God can heal you of your cancer. Come on. You may have HIV. I believe God can heal you of HIV. You might have a mental problem. I believe God can heal you of your mental problem. Come on. Not only should I believe, you should believe that for yourself. Come on. The Bible said that God give every man a measure of faith. Use your faith. Operate your faith on today. This woman had faith. Come on. She had faith. She just said in her heart, I believe if I can just touch him, I know I'll be made whole. Come on. And this is how we must be. We must know that Jesus can still, he still heals. You must know that he can heal you on today. People of God, say to yourself, I shall be made whole. This is my hour. This is my season. I'm going to be made whole. You might be laying up in the hospital. Listen to us. Listen to me under the sound of my voice. Tell yourself, I shall be made whole. Come on here. Might be driving in your car listening. Tell yourself, I shall be made whole. Come on. You know what your issue is. Today is your day to be made whole. Today is your day to be made whole, my God. And verse 48, and he said unto her, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made you whole. Go in peace. People of God, go in peace today. Go in peace today. Go in peace today knowing that you shall be made whole. This is your hour. This is your season to be made whole. Come on. The enemy wants you to feel that there's no hope. There's no hope. The enemy wants to steal and kill and destroy you. But God said that he came that we shall have life and that we shall have it more abundantly. You shall live and not die, but declare the works of the Lord. Come on. Be made whole today. I love you. I love you with the love of God. And there's nothing you can do about it. People of God, tell yourself, I shall be made whole. I pray that something was said today, something encouraged you on today, something even healed you. I pray that the word heal you on today. I pray that the word deliver you on today. I pray that the word bring you out today. Come on, be made whole on today. Know that God still loves you. Know that he still loves you. Have faith in God. I love you. This is Apostle Barbara Allen. Be blessed. Back in the hand of the woman of God.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that word, Apostle. And it's amazing because I spoke about the same thing in Bible study Tuesday. Only difference, my title was, Are You Really Ready for a Blood Transfusion? Everybody say they want to change and they want to do better, but are you really ready to be equipped for that blood transfusion that God has for you? God is so amazing because didn't nobody know that on the air? That I just discussed the woman with issue of blood and how God saved her and cleansed her whole and made her a new creature by just touching the hem of his garment. I told the people, I'm me personally, I might jump on his back. God, I need you to completely. I forgive me, Father. I'm sorry, but I need the whole healing. So I might jump on his. I might jump on his back.
I know.
But I thank you so very much for coming on and delivering that word. Father God, I ask you to give back what your daughter gave out to your people this morning. Father God, I ask you to continue to cover her with your blood. Father God, I ask you to cover her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. We ask for a season of open door for the woman of God, Father God. You said whatever we ask, we can receive, and I'm touching an agreement for whatever she's asking for from you, that she receive it quickly in the name of Jesus. Because you said when there are two or three, Father God, that you are in the midst. And we know that you are always right there with us, that you would never leave us nor forsake us. Continue to cover her children and her grandchildren, Father God. Continue to bless them tremendously. And also send a special blessing out for her daughter, the one that has been dealing with all the issues. But we know that you are a healer, and she is healed. And what the doctors say does not line up with what you say. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Apostle, let the people know how they can contact you if they want to hear a word from you again or if they want to connect with you because you still have Friday night studies, right?
Yes. They
let them know how to contact you and enjoy.
Okay. On Friday night at 8 p.m., you can call the prayer line number. It's 425-436-6325. Again, it's 425-436-6325. And the code number is 6399293. Again, 6399293, and that's every Friday night at 8 p.m. Amen.
Amen. Again, thank you so much for coming on and delivering that word, like-minded people. People of God, if y'all don't understand, if you're not connected with like-minded people, you need to get connected. The woman of God did not know what I teach Tuesday. I've heard her come on here Thursday and say the almost the exact same thing I taught. It's mind-blowing. Keep trusting God, people. Get up under somebody that is walking what they're teaching so you can get what you need. We can't continue to live off of grandma and meemaw prayers. You have to know the Lord for yourself.
That's it.
Keep standing on his word. Thank you so much again, Apostle, for coming on. May God bless you tremendously for always saying yes when I give you a phone call about coming on here and delivering his word.
Amen. It's a blessing. I thank you for the invite and for the invitation. And may God continually to bless you as well, woman of God.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Again, we're going to go to a musical break. If you want to reach us, you can call in at 8-3-9-9-9-3-6-2-8. Press 1 to speak. And you have a blessed, phenomenal day, Apostle.
You too, woman of God. God bless.
If you know there's power in the name of Jesus, somebody shout that name, Jesus. Shout the name, Jesus. Shout the name, Jesus. Come on, scream his name into the nation. Respond, somebody. Shout the name, Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Woo! There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Let's say it together. There is power.
There is power.
Come on. We know what the power is. Shout, there is power.
There is power.
Break every chain, break every... Somebody put your hands in the air right here, let's do it together.
There's an army rising up.
Come on, kingdom of God, shout, there's an army.
There's an army rising up.
And we won't keep silent, say, there's an army.
There's an army.
Now shout it out, say, to break every chain, to break every chain,
Amen. Break every chain. We started off with a powerful woman of God talking to you and telling you what thus saith the Lord about the woman with the issue of blood. Now we're going to end the show with another phenomenal, powerful woman of God. Continue to tune in. Hold on for a second. Let me play the show.
Pastor, author, and wife to her wonderful husband, Brandon Coleman, as well as mother to her beautiful daughter, Amari, and energetic son, Jason, a.k.a. Tuga. As eldest daughter to world-renowned Bishop T.D. Jakes and First Lady Sarita Jakes, Pastor Cora oversees and directs the Destiny World Children's Ministry at the Potter's House of Dallas, in addition to her Cora Jakes Coleman ministry efforts. Facing It is her first book. Pastor Cora posts weekly messages and speaks out about her battle with faith and infertility in hopes of building a global support group for people who are fighting for not just a baby, but their ultimate promise that the Lord has spoken over them. She defines fertility as the ability to produce and encourages people of all walks of life to produce their talents and their purpose by fighting with faith. She received her ministerial licenses from the Potter's House School of Ministry and encourages people worldwide through her blog, books, and speaking platform. She has a heart for all people who are trying to get and reach their promise and encourages them to fight for their dreams no matter what obstacles they face.
Ooh! Ooh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus! Y'all, clap your hands and give God glory right there. Clap your hands and give God glory right there. That is a powerful, what we just experienced was powerful. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Deborah Haynes, Carolina, for that powerful praise and worship. Y'all, right now, it's coming up on the screen, the ways to give. You can give by Cash App. You can give by PayPal. If you need the mail-in option, it is available to you. You have to visit PastorShirleyCaesar.com. Again, PastorShirleyCaesar.com to get the mail-in option. Y'all, we're moving on to the word, because I don't know if y'all know, but tonight is Wednesday night, and I feel all right. Ja'Kalen Carr is preaching tonight, y'all. So listen, go get your sheets. Go get your sheets. Go get the prayer oil. Go get your local prayer oil and go get your sheets, because, y'all, she is literally prepared to lay us out with a powerful, transformative word. Y'all, the word that comes to stir us up, the word that comes to keep us, the word that comes to transform us. Y'all, Ja'Kalen about to come with that fire, and I'm ready for it. Are you ready for it? Go get your sheet, because when I tell you, when she start preaching, when she get your notepads out, and she start coming for you, don't get offended. Say, ouch and move on, okay? Say, ouch and move on, okay? So, y'all, we are getting ready for the word of God. Right there below, one more time, is the ways to give via Cash App and or PayPal. Y'all, it's time for the word. Woo! Come on, come on, come on, come on. Let's go, let's go.
I give God glory to be able to stand before you. I want to give God praise for the powerful woman of God who has blessed many of us in tremendous ways. And that is the Pastor Shirley Caesar. I bless God for you. Thank you so much for having me be a part of this. I give God glory. For those of you who are tuned in right now, I want you to know that it is not by coincidence that you have tuned in to this service tonight. I need you because I believe in divine instructions. I believe that when you obey divine instructions, you will witness God move on your behalf. So this is what I need you to do. Wherever you are, I want you to make that your sacred sanctuary tonight. God has summoned you on this night because he wants to perform for you. He says, I need you here because life is about to get better for you. I begin to seek the Lord on what is it he wants me to say to you before I move on any further. And this is what I want you to do. I want you to extend your hands towards heaven. because this is your personal meeting with the Father tonight. I hear the Lord saying to somebody that I have ordained and ordered a revolution to take place in the earth. He says, I am about to overthrow the old and favor you with new. For those who believe and catch on in this revolution, you will be granted the privilege, the honor to not just see it, but you will be a part of it. And those who don't believe and catch on, you will watch it from afar. I hear God saying to somebody, you are about to witness my heart and my hand. This revolution is going to set you up for something greater. It's going to be the foundation of this next phase of your life. For many of you who are watching me, once it was work, 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 worry, 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 but God sent me here to tell you it's about to be wonders, wonders, wonders. This will be your new normal. I know what was said. I know what you see. But God sent me here to affirm to you that this revolution will be your new normal. Now I need you for the next few moments to begin to open up your mouth and you begin to cry out for the revolution. Cry out for the revolution. Even that young person who's watching me, you will not miss what God is causing to take place throughout the earth. I hear God saying to somebody, this revolution is setting you up to be on top of the world. This revolution is setting you up to thrive. You want to open up your mouth and begin to cry out to God. I feel it, I feel it, I feel it, I feel it. It's happening now. It's happening now. No man de becoso taya. He another becoso. He another man de becoso. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. Open your mouth. Yamasoto. Raman de becoso de becoso. He's overthrowing the old way of things. He's overthrowing the old systems. And you're stepping into something greater. You're stepping into something new. Open your mouth and cry out for the revolution. Cry out. I hear a people. I hear a people who are wailing, who are crying out because you refuse to watch it from afar. But you will be a part of the revolution. Open your mouth and cry out. I feel it, I feel it, I feel it. And it's happening throughout the earth. Your household, your children, your ministry, your business, everything that pertains to you. I'm trying to tell you, my brother and my sister, that when you begin to step into the plans of God, you will not miss what God has for you. I see some things turning right now. I see some things turning right now. I know what you saw, but God told me to tell you there are some things that are turning in your favor. You want to open your mouth and shout, it's turning. And God, we give you praise because this is the day that you are causing your people to see the immaculate. You are causing your people to see you move in a way that will leave them speechless. And we honor you. And I declare that anything that try to work against this next phase of their lives, that the blood of Jesus will shut that thing down. I declare that this is our season to recover. And it is so. And done, it is done. Now wherever you are to clap your hands and give God some praise. Come on, from wherever you're watching me from, whoever you are to clap your hands. If I were you, if you have your children, your husband, or whoever that is in the house, if I were you, I would bring them where you are, because your family is going to get this tonight. Your family is going to get this tonight. Clap your hands and begin to give God glory. I don't know about you, but I'm excited about what God is about to do in your life. I want to go ahead and warn you, this night will not be a usual night, but this is the night that I'm telling you God is about to change and shift your life for the better. So I need you to put on your praise. I need you to put on your war face. I need you to do what you got to do, because today you got to enter into a new place. If you believe that, you ought to shout glory, 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 glory. Give God praise. If you have your Bibles, I want you to turn with me to Joshua chapter 1 verse 6. Joshua chapter 1 verse 6. I keep hearing this won't be a usual night. Joshua chapter 1 verse 6. The Bible declares in Joshua chapter 1 verses 1 through 6. Excuse me. It says, now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. Verse 4 says, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river of the Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. Now there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people thou shalt divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. I want to take just a few moments of your time to begin to release this word that God has given me over your life. And I need you to shout this in your atmosphere. Say, the wilderness is not my promise. Come on, shout it out into your atmosphere. The wilderness is not my promise. One more time, shout it with the power. The wilderness is not my promise. I begin to look at the story, and I begin to notice that God reminded Joshua of the promise he made to the children of Israel, which was to get them to their place of promise, which is called Canaan. I want to stick a pin here, because as we go throughout life at different points, we deal with some things that are considered as our wilderness. When you're in your wilderness, based off of what happens there, just like the children of Israel, there is a strong possibility that it leads to disappointment. Your wilderness can represent many things. Your wilderness may be a place of unemployment, a place of health issues, a place of marital problems, a place of chaos. You praying to win a court battle, praying for a family member, but it seems like you're getting nowhere, and so on. See, the interesting thing I find is that when they were going through this rough time, God was compassionate and allowed them the opportunity to mourn. But there came a time where it was time for the children of Israel to get up and possess the promise. There came a time where they had to get their fight back again. You know, people of God, I realize that with us within this present time, there is nothing wrong with being sad or down. But the thing is, there is a such thing of being in that place too long. See, what the enemy don't want you to know is there is an expiration date to the wilderness. Somebody didn't hear me good. I said there is an expiration date to the wilderness. Let me remind you that if you stay down too long, the longer it would take for you to possess your promise. Why? Because the wilderness is not your promise. See, even God is concerned about you conquering your wilderness to possess your promise. I'm paraphrasing. God looked and saw Joshua and the children of Israel and said, you've been down long enough. It's time for you to get up and go get what belongs to you. It's time for you to get up and move into where you really belong. Let me pause to remind somebody, this wilderness that you are in right now, it is not your final stop. You will not get comfortable where you are because this is not the promise. There's somebody who's watching right now. God sent me here to remind you of your promise. And I just came to declare that the get up in you is being reactivated. This time when you get up, you're getting up with greater strength. This time when you get up, you're possessing your promise. Wherever you are, you ought to shake yourself and shout, the wilderness is not my promise. The Bible says,